from VOA News in Washington. Now, live from the VOA News Center, this special report. British police say at least 19 people were killed and 50 wounded in a massive explosion Monday night outside a concert arena in Manchester, England. The explosion happened just moments after a concert by the American pop star Ariana Grande. Officials say they are treating the blast as a terrorist incident. The British Prime Minister Theresa May said her thoughts are with the victims of what she called an appalling terrorist attack. Video from the concert showed thousands of concertgoers scrambling and screaming, trying to escape the building. The incident caused transport chaos, with traffic jams outside the venue and rail services being canceled. A number of audience members were seen walking around the building covered in blood. Many of the audience were young girls who were fans of Grande, a singer and actress who has appeared in television and film roles. A spokesman for her record label said the singer is okay. Manchester police say the explosion took place in what they call a public space outside the 21,000-seat arena. While no one reported seeing any smoke, some say the ground near the blast was covered with nuts and bolts. Abandoned shoes, phones, and jackets were scattered throughout the arena. A concertgoer told Reuters, "It was a huge explosion. You could feel it in your chest. It was chaotic. Everybody was running and screaming, just trying to get out." Worried parents who brought their children to the show crowded the streets outside the building. A nearby hotel opened its doors to the kids looking for their mothers and fathers. Once again, British police say at least 19 people have been killed at a concert in Manchester, England. This is VOA News. Donald Trump criticized Iranian aggression and military ambitions Monday on his first visit to Israel as the American president. He attacked Iran throughout the day, saying, instead of being thankful, saying thank you for the nuclear deal, Iranians, quote, now feel emboldened, with signs of Tehran's fighters, money, and weapons in Yemen, Iraq, and Syria. The president said, we not only gave them a lifeline, we gave them wealth and prosperity. It was a terrible thing for the United States to enter into that deal. The United Nations Security Council has called another emergency session to deal with North Korea's latest ballistic missile test. The meeting is the second in as many weeks. It is set for Tuesday and was requested by the United States, South Korea, and Japan. The latest missile was fired Sunday afternoon and traveled about 500 kilometers before landing in the Sea of Japan. The North has been under UN sanctions since 2006, along with an international arms embargo aimed at slowing the development of its banned nuclear and missile programs. Since then, the United States and many governments have repeatedly demanded that the North denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. However, world leaders have yet to devise a plan that would either compel the North to cooperate or create incentives for it to do so. The ousted South Korean President Park Geun-hye is due in court Tuesday to face trial over the massive corruption scandal that led to her stunning downfall. She faces charges of bribery, extortion, abuse of power, and other high-profile corruption charges that could potentially send her to jail for life. When she was elected in 2012 as South Korea's first female president, she secured the highest vote share of any candidate in the country's democratic era. But she has spent the past weeks in a small cell with a mattress, table, sink, toilet, and television. The United Nations top diplomat in Iraq says the so-called Islamic State's days are numbered in that country and the liberation of the city of Mosul is imminent. The head of the UN assistance mission in Iraq, John Kubis, spoke to the Security Council on Monday. He called the liberation of Mosul imminent. He said that of the terror group's last stronghold in Iraq. And repeating our top story in this special report of the hour, British police confirming that at least 19 people have been killed and 50 wounded in a massive explosion Monday night outside a concert arena in Manchester, England, at a concert given by the American pop singer Ariana Grande.
That's the latest world news from VOA.